Like that sort of true one, right? But yeah.
Yeah, of course. Oh, it can't be
Everything's.
other day without it.
We start?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll start with a Shaila. Start with a Shaila like this. It was a Malame, a tutor, professional tutor. He goes around to yeshivas and he goes to different bachurim and different yeshivas that, have difficulties or whatever, or just stumbles, they need a charus or whatever it is. A lot of these people around the Lakewood, and they go around, they go around with different bachurim and they're paid by the parents. And they go to all different storms to different yeshivas. So this particular Melamed, this let's call this particular tutor, so he made a Heskim with, let's call him Reuven, to learn with Reuven's son. And the deal that they made was is that it's gonna go day by day. Every day he comes to learn, he gets paid. However, if it ever happens that he misses. So then they made up that the father Reuven has to tell the tutor the night before that he's not going to be there. And if he's not there, so the tutor won't come. But if he doesn't tell him that night that he's if he doesn't tell him the night before that his son's not going to be in yeshiva, so then if he comes down there, he has to pay for that session. That was one Heskin he had with Reuven. This tutor had another Heskin with that was for first Seder. This tutor would go around, we went to second Seder to a different yeshiva. He had another Heskin with, let's call him Shimon. With Shimon, he worked with Shimon's son. And with Shimon, it worked, he got paid by the week. It was a deal by the week, it went week by week, not day by day, rather week by week. And he was paid by the week. And but with him also, obviously, if there was no session, so they would deduct. But the point was that it was made up to be paid by the week. It was a series of the week. And if he would miss, he wouldn't be paid. And he had the same opmach with this with Shimon, with his son, that if he would not be in yeshiva, or for whatever reason he couldn't learn with him that day, so they would he'd have to let him know the night before. And if he didn't, he would get paid. So now it happened one day. Now, one second. This tutor himself, very responsible tutor, and he knows many times he's not himself able to arrive. So he has a friend. Let's call him Levi. This friend would go instead of him. This friend is also a very big mumcha. He's a mumcha. He's very good at learning with the Sifta Bacharam, professional, but he doesn't have as much experience and he would like to get more experience. So he takes this, it's kedai for him to take the jobs of the first tutor whenever he needs to be to replace him. So he's available to replace and he's available to replace him, so he'll replace him. So let's call him Levi. So he made up with Levi that whenever he's unable to come to learn with the Bacharim, so Levi will go instead of him and he's going to pay Levi. Now, he made up that if this Levi arrives to the place and the Ayoim, the Bacharim, are not there, so he's going to pay half. He made up, we'll pay him half. We'll give him half. That was the Otmach that he had with Levi. So we have three Otmachs. We have the Melamed, we have the tutor, has the Otmach with Reuven. And then that tutor has an opmach with Shimon, right? And then we have that the tutor also has an opmach with his friend Levi that comes into place, that comes in when he has to be out of town, that he substitutes for him. And if the bochum are not there, he gets paid half. So now, it happened this day, interesting coincidence that, well, only part of the story is true. Some of it's true, some of it's not true, but I made it in order to be able to bring out the Shaiwa, to be able to bring out the Nafkaminas Halacha. So the Yayoim and he what he, the both kids are not in yeshiva, and the tutor himself had to take off, so he sent his friend Levi there. So Levi went to yeshiva for a Seder, and he was supposed to learn with Reuven's son, and Reuven's son wasn't there. Okay. And then he went second Seder to the other yeshiva, and Shimon's son wasn't there. So, all right. So the Otmach was is that Levi and the tutor, they made up that if he comes down and they're both not and the kids are not there, the boys are not there, he gets paid half. That's what he made up. Okay, fine. So Ocher, you should get his half, right? Okay. What about the parents? The parents, Ocher also chayiv to the Muhammad. Why? Because the parents, they both made up that if they don't tell, they don't tell the tutor that they're not arriving, that the kids are not going to be in yeshiva, they get paid, he gets paid in full. So it would seem, Ocher, that everyone gets paid here. The tutor, the original tutor gets paid from the parents because they didn't tell him that they're not being there. They're both the Bachman are not going to be in yeshiva. So he's entitled to his full payment. And Levi's entitled to half his payment because he came down and Peter Mach that he had with the original tutor, Stan Muhammad. So he has to pay half. So the Chayr, that's what should come out. Now let's see if that's what's going to happen after we go through the Sigya. Okay. So let's start with this is starting with the Iker Din of Hascholos Melacha. Gemara Brisa says, Hochel Apoirim, Chamorim, Roim Otsol Tfuo, the Aloch is once in Skibin Sheskil Ben Melacha. So their bribes are Kingin, and they are, and the Balabais is Chayiv, even if they didn't have a job yesterday, and there was no Hefsid because it was Mafsid in the Gemi or the Avah, but no, nothing to do with that. Just the fact that they were Hochel, that creates the Schiras Poirim, and therefore, if the Balabais is Chayiv on them, he's Chayiv to pay Kepoirim. And that's the din of Ascholos Melacha. What's the din of Ascholos Melacha? So Ramban says he uses a lashon of Ascholos Melacha as kishem sheshar advarim niknin the kinyan kach schiras poyim niknis Ascholos Melacha. Very simple. Just says it kishem the same way as other kinyanim. So sheshar advarim niknin the kinyan schiras poyim is niknin Ascholos Melacha. The Ritvos, so we have them. So, but the Ramban doesn't explain what he means. He just says the kishem, just like. So, what's the just like? So, the Ritvo happens to say that aschol smorches tekonis chacham. Ritvo and kedushin as mem zayinim and beis v'divrei hamaschel ravuno. He says that the din of aschol smorches is a tekonis chacham. He says like this. He's talking about really someone that's using a shoil on a hammer, and he's going according to the man that holds that the chachamim were not misakin meshicha for shoyim, and then he fears listen to schiras poyim. So I just read that line and go straight in. This that helps the bang with the as soon as you boka boy you become the shoyil. So it's not a din. It's only takonas chachamim kedesh yehikim with the vrayim shol yachze boy bechatzi amelocha shol zeh the yafsid tulosay. Just like they were massacred by poyrim, shetzchilu b'mbelachol. So he says very clearly that that's chos moachas akonas chachom. Okay, fine. But lemaisa, that's not the das adonim shayim. The Rashba goes like Ramban. Also, he says that's chos melachol. He actually gives mishalom. He says the Rashba says v'fishem kimer shetzchilu b'mbelachtem niskayim b'neim schirus neshabelhen shekshem shakark and niktes b'chazoko. Just like karka as king b'chazoko, metalton as king b'shicho. Schiras poyrim is just like chazoka and meshicha by karkois metatul. So what does the Rashba mean? So he's bedame. He picks two mashalim. He picks the mashal of chazoka and he picks the mashal of meshicha. So what does he mean with the mashal of chazoka? So the truth is that the Nachal Yitzchok in Simin Lamed Tes Sif Yud Zayin, he goes to explain that the kingdom of Ascholos Melacha is actually this kingdom of called Ascholos Melacha Hochel, the Maschel B'Melacha. Zokta Nachal Yitzchok, what is that? That is the kinyan Chazoka. It's a kinyan Chazoka in the poem. And he says, let me boy, according to the Shittas HaRambam, that he can be coined a karka through Achilas Peris. It's enough to consider the Mashiach in a karka. Why we know karka is the Chazoka? The Rambam holds that if you're Machzik by Achilas Peris, that's also considered a Chazoka. So let me boy, according to the Rambam, that here also, if he's maschil ben melacha, that means the balabais is getting work. He's starting to work for the balabais, so that's considered the balabais already been oichel payers. So let me buy you according to the Shisai Rambam that's going to be the king of schiras poyrim. Even according to the rabbi that argues in the Rambam, and he holds king in karka is not enough with achilas payers. You rather have to use the karka itself. You have to put down mats. You have to use the actual karka in order for it to be considered a king in chazaka by karka. Over here, the rabbi would agree, and that's because that's only if you want to be kind of the gufa character. But if you want to be zoiche in the schus, to be able to have the toil, to be zoiche in him, that he should be able to to do for you malacham. So that, of course, achilas passes it off. Just like if you would want to be koine as chos ishtamshes, as chos achilas peris in the character, the way to do it would have been through achilas peris. So here also, you want to be koine in the poyo, you want to be able to koine in the poyo, as chos to be able to be tevein from masias malacha, so that is going to need, would be nicknamed Achilles Paris. And that's how the Nachal Yitzchok explained. But the problem is, Nachal Yitzchok.
I mean, what does that mean? Is the Kinyan Chazaka and the Eved doesn't have a Kinyan over here also? Nachal's Malacha, doesn't the Eved own just as much of a Kinyan that the Baal Bais not allowed to back on him either? So well, where's the Chazaka there?
Yeah. Well, so one second. So the first thing what happens is as soon as he starts, the Baal Bayis is mimachzik in the poyo. When the poyo is maschil b'mlocha, so now he's making the kinyan chazak in the poyo. And once he has the kinyan chazak in the poyo, now obviously the Baal Bayis can't back either. Like all other kinyanim, kibush nischayv zeh nischayv zeh. Like you have an azov, right? Once you're making kinyan, the other party is automatically nischayv because that's the tzitzo, the omach, there's mechayv the other side to keep this deal. Yeah, so 100%. Once that scholes mocha takes place, and now what you have here is you have the bialim is bimachzik in this poil for a malacha. We're not getting involved. Sif Gimel, you're already getting involved in exactly what is the king in a poil, which Mr. Shem will give a chabur on that. What exactly do you have in the poil? Gufoy, what does it mean exactly? What do you have in the poil itself? But al kaponim, let's just go for now simple. Let's say you just have in the poil the schos to be able to be tevei and malacha from him to finish the job. So that's being nicknamed to the barabayas through the king in chazaka. And then the Baal HaBayis automatic neschayv v'schoroi, and he can't be choizer either. So that's what the Nachal Yitzchok explained. And this would fit very nicely into the Rashba that says the king is king chazok. However, the Nachal Yitzchok says that this only would work by a schir yoyim, because a schir yoyim, you're going to understand the ratio of Zion over there in Simf Hamid Gimel Benegei Huchseino. And Huchseino over there, so there it's clear that the Rambam Paskins and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that there's no Eino by a Schir Yoyim, because he's Daniel Lekarka, he's Daniel Levi, he's Daniel Lekarka, so there's no Eino. However, by a Kabon, where there is Eino by a Kabon, the Chabon Paskins is Eino by a Kabon, so then you see that a Kabon is not Daniel Lekarka, so it's not Shaykh's Chazoker. It's not Shaykh Kim Chazoker in a point. Okay. Yeah, all right. There's another Mach Nefrayim, but I think it would ruin if I say it right now, so we'll hold off with this Mach Nefrayim. So, back upon him, so the Nachal Yitzchok Baim Shver, what's going to be when it comes to a Kabon? This would work very nicely for a Shayon, but what are we going to do with a Kabon? So he says, maybe in a Chanami, maybe Kabon Aschos Mulacha, there's no Aschos Mulacha by a Kabon. And he happens to hold that the Torah holds like that, and he holds that the Shach holds like that. But Mr. Shem, we're going to get to that because we can't get to that now. We have to do Siv Gimel first. We can't get to that right now. But that's
Rashi that learns that the first half of the Braisa is going by Schir Yoyim, and afterwards will be going, the rest of the Braisa is going by Kablin and Echanam. Taka fit nicely.
Yeah, if you go, he does bring that Rashi. That's true. He brings Rashi and he says that would work out very well for him. That's right. But he wants to go, he wants to say the Shachos like that, the Torah is like that. However, Lamaisa, the Torah clearly says not like that. The Torah and the Ran, they say clearly that the Schos Moch is a king, and even by a Kablin. And so says the Rivash brought down in the Shach, that's the Sifkot and Yudal over there, that Shach, that Rivash, they all say that Avad, even by a Kabbalah, is a Scholz Mlach, as a king. So what's going to be the Pshat? So he wants to know what's Pshat. So he says, well, you're going to have to say that the Rishonim that say that Scholz Mlach is a king by a Kabbalah too, they must hold that is a no. They must told this, I know, by Kabon too. Now, so that would be not like the Rambam, but would go according to the Ramban or Dvod, the Ramban and the Rashi would say that Schiris Poyerim is nicknamed by Chazok, and maybe they would hold that this not going on by a Kabon too, which happens to be true. The Ramban Rikveger over there on the Gilead in Resh of Zion, Siflam of Vov, the Rikveger Taka brings down that the Rashba and the Ramban talk to hold that there's a no by Kabon, there's no I know by Kabon either. But the problem is that's not because of Doimit Levin. It's because they dash in the Pasik that it says, V'chisimta Mimkar al-Misecho, I know it's only by Memkar, and Schiras Poyim is not Memkar. It's not included in the Memkar. You can't call Mekhel Memkar. It's not included in the Mechel Memka. So if it's not included in the Mechel Memka, the whole parsha knows what. So it doesn't really fit. But he says, you're going to have to say that they hold that this, that Zaino by Kabbalah, which doesn't really work. So we're going to have to figure out what to do. The Nachal Yitzchak is Sadin and Nodis Svarim. Then maybe they hold the works as Chalipin. That means that once he starts working, so now the minute he starts working, so now the Baal Boss is going to owe him at least a Pruto. He has to work at least Kedei Pruto. So he's Maschel B'Melocha Kedei Pruto. Now the Baal Boss owes him the Pruto. Now once he's owed the Pruto, so the chiluf, that shibud of the pruto, the shibud that he has now in the Barabbas, he's machuf himself, the schus of avoid in himself to the Barabbas. That's what he wants to be mitzadi, the Nachal Yitzchak. But he says, L'maiso, it's muchach from in Siman Lamed Zayin over there, which he wants to say happens to be like, this would be trapped in the Ramban. He does say the Ramban would hold like that. If, let's say, a Malva tells a loiva, write a shtar choiv against yourself and give it to me. So once the loiva, and I'll lend you money, once the loiva writes the shtar and the malva zoich and the sheep and the chosim, the malva can no longer back out from giving that loan. He's mechuyev to give the loan because he was zoich and the sheep and the chosim. That's the sheet of the Ramban. The Rashba argues, and the Nachal Yitzchak explains that that's their machlekes, whether the fact that the malva was zoich and the sheep and the chosim against the loiva, if he automatically is mechayev himself back to give the loan. So he says, since we pass the mice not like that, so chalipin wouldn't work here.
Yeah, but over here, maybe for that first mashru of malacha, but that what obligates me for the moment number two and number three?
No,
why does that restrict me from backing out?
But once the king and poigam starts, there's no backing out anymore. We try with what that king it is. So if the king is chalipin, so the second you work, the minute you work at the worth of a pruto, so now automatically the Baal Boss is neschai of a pruto to me. So b'chiv of that shibud of a pruto, I machuf myself back to him. The work for the shibud melacha. That's how the chalipin would work. I'm sorry, I can't hear. Oh, you're saying the chalipin is not shav b'shava?
No, what's Mechayim Baal Abayis the second pruta? It's a step number two after the pile of Mechayim.
No. See, that's not. Once the Eschayivus takes place, so you already have a chalipin. Once you have the king and chalipin, it goes in the entire Eschayivus pile. In other words, once you're machlif, the first pruto creates the shibud. Now that you have that shibud, so now the poil is machlif, hit the schus for the avoider to the barabos, right? Done. Now, as he continues to work, so now the barabias is going to be in the schayiv in the shibud. That would sort of come out according to the this side of chalipin, which he throws out, so it's not really in the gate even ref with it. It's thrown out. The Chazon Ish.
Yeah, he marked himself.
That's not a keli. Don't you need a keli by chalipin? And I mean, it's not keli. Adam is not a keli.
Yeah, it's not a kli. Yeah, I guess not. Not a kli. Right. The Chazon Ish says very similar, and the Chazon Ish holds that this is Aschalas Moloch. Chaznish is Mazbin, Baba Kamo, Chof Aleph, Sifkotten Lama Beis. And he says that the king in Ascholos Melacha is Kinyan Kesef. How does it work? He says exactly like the same way this the Chalipin work. The minute he starts to work, so the Baal Abayis, he starts working. The Baal Abayis said, if you start working, once you start working, I'm Meshavad myself, Mechayed myself to pay you. Okay, so the minute the poil starts working, so now he's zoiche in the shibud against the Baal Abayis for his schar, for as he continues to work, he's zoiche in that shibud, that as long as he continues to work, the Baal Abayis is going to be mechuyev to pay him. So once he's zoiche in that shibud, so now the shibud itself is shove kesef, the shibud itself has a dinis kesef, and then with that king in kesef that the poil was zoiche in that shibud of the Baal Abayis, He's makne himself, the king of Kesef, for the shibud of the melacha to the Baal Boss. That's what the Chazon Ish
means. And even though the Chazon doesn't know anything about this.
What?
Even though the pile himself is no musik of everything that you just said.
Right. Correct. That's right. It's true. This is how he learns. That's the sort of, that's, it's really working between king and kesef. That's how Eschalos Melech works. That's how the Chazon Ish works. Okay, so, all right, let's skip this part. Poil Bechinom.
You could be kind of afraid according to the Ram. I'm all together.
King and kesef with the
Yeah, sure.
Yes. So that can really be totally in the puto. You're right. That's the problem. You're asking go. The Chayrus can be totally in the machloikis if you use a Sheba itself as a Kinyan Kesef. And that's a big problem. The Chazon Ish doesn't talk about it over here, but I've seen many, the others that spoke speak about it. That the Chayrus should be Sakatoli if you can make a Kinyan Kesef with a Sheba. But over here, that's what he wants to say with the Kinyan Ascholos Moach is. Okay, so now we have to be Mamshapot. But the problem is that. That's all nice if it would be a poyo. So a poyo. So the truth is, the nesivis, the first sit in the nesivis, it's of cotton aleph. Thereby, over there by Meshichas Kli Umnis by in Rabbeinu Tam. There, he went to town against the Rabbeinu Tam, and he's over there. He comes out that avad. It needs to be nicked the king in Kesef, and he holds this mivul from that nesivis that Sai Kabon and Sai Schir Yoin. Or is taken nickname the king and kesef. You can be quite with the king and kesef. And as always, mefurish also in the ksoisif gotten hay, and as always, mefurish in the shachsif gotten chafei, the mefur that poilam tak is nickname the kesef. However, the erich shai in the very first sif gotten, shinglamed gimel, he's matmiyad in the sivist, and the erich shai is choyot, and he holds that king and kesef is a wonderful king and by a poil. For again, for the same reason. Because we pass in poil is named the karka, Resh Chav Zayin is ain't a no because of poil. So poil is named the karka. So it's very nice. So the poil is named the karka. So kinyan kesef will work by a poil. However, by a carbon is a piece of the metal. A carbon is not named the karka. There is a no by carbon. So by carbon, kinyan kesef should not work. And by tzarchin, how could the nesivus not differentiate between a carbon and a schir yayin? And as I fact, the Avnei Achoshin also. Avnei Achoshin also, he says, Dvor of Wamne Hirin, Mashakos, the Poyo Damalik, that Poyo Damalik, Akavad the Tame of Darik, be Kabon, Kabonari. The whole Sig of Mashikh Tasper is by Kabonari. Mivubism Rashkov Zain, Gabi Poyo Damalik Karka, Abu Kabon ain't going no. Yesh Poyo, I'm sorry. So Mabego, this should not work.
But why not? So, why not the Dvar Torah Maos Konos? And they're only mebatel it because Shema Yomar Nisrefu Chita Chavalia.
You're right.
Tatalim.
You're
but
right.
There's no Nisrefu Beise Chavalia.
Oh, okay. Very good. So we're going to get to there. You're bringing up a machlokes and Kuf Tzadiches and Sivov. If Schiris Metatalin, if it could be nicknamed. Be kesef, maybe you're not in Meshicha because it's not Shach Seminis for Chutech Balio because of the Gulf. We're gonna get to that soon. But the Vailo, they're arguing and they want to say that King Kesef should not work. Al Kaponim and Rabbanim before we get to if this is included in the Takono or not. Okay, now the other thing is that it's interesting to say that works for King Kesef. The Rajba, why the Rajba pick funny Mishalim? He decided to pick. Chazok and Meshicha. Okay, whatever. Let's see. So let's see what happens. So now we have to move on to the next shlav. The next shlav is like this. The Gemara's mivur that not only is Ascholos Melacha a kingin, Gemara's mivur that Halicha is a king. Gemara says Hochu Chamor Moi Motzot for a Poy Motzot Sod the Shilacha. It's a nice from Scharim whatever Kepoy Bottom. So it's mivor that not just the ascholos melacha, rather even the halicha. Now, how in the world is halicha? How could that be considered ascholos melacha? What is? Let's go first with the Chazon Ish. Let's say halicha is kinyan kesef. What are you doing there? You're not getting paid. You're not getting paid a penny for that halicha. So bishleimer, if you go, but you make chazal, the halacha always was. There's poilitz yosim mebarabayis. And the Barabai Bais was talking mechuyif to pay him the second he went out to work. And so therefore, it was talking makes sense that the Alicho was talking on the Barabas. Memego the Shaykh King Kesef according to the Chazon Ish. And you could say, Ascholos Melacha and Alicho Sapoyerim would go towards King and Kesef because of that. The second he starts working, the Barabai is in Schaib is Horoi. But But what are you going to do? That would be very nice by a poyo, but by a kablon that loch is it's engitzi osim shel balabais. So how in the world? And it's heard before that alicho is ascholos moch even by a kablon. Nemesis the chikrei leiv in choshim mishpat chel beis ayin beis. It's brought down interesting in the tzitzel yezer chelik vov simin mem beis perek ches. There the chikrei leiv had a shayla of a bnei year they hired a rov or a shatz or a muhammad, whatever it was, or a sheikhet, and he started to come to their city, and he started his alicha, and there was a whole sichsach if they were mechuyif to pay for his trip, and he paskins of course he didn't mechuyif, and he brings the sugya of yitzios mishal bayis, and then he brings the sugya of alichas poyrim.
But anyway, according to the Pesachim Tshuva, at the end of Sukkot Gimel, that brings from, I forgot, I can't see what the name is, right? He says, anyway, by a city, it's considered a davar shel rabim, and they can't back
out. Yeah, right. That's true. That should also be right. It's true. That will be a king in itself, al davar shel rabim, right. It's true. Okay, good. But when I'm bringing out this chikrei leiv to show you that he's coming, he's understanding Taki like the Chazon Ish, that Aschos Moch is going to Lots King and Kesef, and he's bringing a right from the Halichas Poirim that you see Taka that it's only because you're getting paid. So it would come out that, first of all, a carbon is going to be an issue. And then the other problem that will come out is Bizman Azeh, Halichas Poirim is worthless.
Well, according to the Rosh and the tour, that it really Halicha doesn't make a difference. It's just a matter of whether he can get another job or not another job. So then clearly it's not a Kenyan. If it would be a Kenyan, then it wouldn't be just, you know, whatever.
Yeah, no, but forget it. The Rosh does agree. The Rosh says that really he's masking the Toysfis that Holchus Lav Dafka because it's totally in Garmi. If he will maps the poem from the yesterday, Ichaivaz Garmi. But he does agree to the other Rishonim by saying the Nafkamin of Holchu is if they didn't have a job yesterday and there was no Efsid, the Holchus Ascholos Mach would be Mechayiv them. If you so that would stem with the Rosh. But so but the problem is that even if Haskalah Smoach is a Kenyan, but the problem is what's going to be the Kenyan.
So you mentioned that the Mishnah in Pesachus Apilim that says that they can leave at dawn and the walking is the halicha is on the balabais.
Yeah,
and you mentioned a few times that that's not the halacha today. Is that a Shulchan Aruch that says that changed?
No, it's just the minute changed it because that's not the Matzias today.
The minute changed to what's the law.
Oh, so that's going to be
change also?
So that's going to be in Shin Lamanal.
If that was the minute then, so maybe this whole halacha, that holchu is a schol's halacha because that's when the clock starts ticking. That's okay. When it starts ticking. So this whole halacha, this whole sim phase, not a gayat, the whole thing's not a gayat. So holchu's out.
Right. So do you want to say that? So you could say that, right. So do we want to be forced to say that? Could be will we be forced to say that? But we want to really try not to have that, because it askamas ka poiskim that alicha is even. Well, I'm going to get the cases at the end. Besides for our story, I want to try to get the cases of what would be askalas malacha. But the assumption is even alicha b'smanazeh is it's true. You want to throw out the sif, you can throw out the sif and say it's based on that b'smanazeh when the minig is not that way. We should not have alicha be aschol smolacha. Nemesis happens to be the Avnei Nezer in Simin Nun Beis.
No one brings this up. No one brings this up.
They
the
do.
Whole
they,
sugya, what?
They do bring it up.
Anyone that said anything about this, that aschol smolacha is about that. Tosis asks from Garmi, and why so nobody brings one word about that the statue of the Balbai starts to pay them. And it's a real aschol smolacha that the Taka started to work for them.
What do you mean? All the Rishonim were it's aschol smolacha. The Ritvod, I'm sorry, not the Ritvod, the Ramban, the Rashba, and
coming from that Gemara, they all bring that Gemara.
Yeah, Hochu, sure. They learn Hochu, and that's it, base. They learn Hochu is the din of aschol smolacha. Sure, that's what they learn, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch paskins Hochu, the Rosh and the Torah. Torah paskins like the Rosh.
They're coming. They all bring the Gemara pilot.
Yeah, sure. They're coming from Mischi.
They almost misled me.
Yeah, they're coming from Hochul. They're coming from the Sig of Hochul. Sure, they're coming from the Sig of Hochul.
Who said that it's based on that Gemara and Apayel? That that's when the clock starts ticking. Maybe
oh,
it's
no,
like
no, 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 no.
10 minutes
no, no.
ago, that Hochul is when it starts.
No, no, no. One second. Hochul, they say Hochul is Ascholos Melacha. And that's that they learn. Now, we're making this own cheshbon. We're making this cheshbon. B'choro, if the Yisrael of Eschiras Poilim is Kenyan Kesef, then it should have to be totally, we would have to say that it's because the clock starts ticking with the Hochul. Now, who says this Mefurish? So I'm telling you, the Chikri Lev is saying this. I'm showing you the Chikri Lev. And so says the Avnei Nezer and Simon Nun Beis Mechodesh Dal, he wants to say that Alichas Poilim is taka only by a Poil, because he brings the Sugyo over there of Schiris Poilim over there, Asechas HaPoil, that Yitzios Mishal Bar Abayis. And by a Kabon Ipask, he wants to say it would not, Halicha would not be considered of Hascholos Melocha. However, he by Sorachin on himself, because it says it's not mash like that from the Rishonim. So he's going back and forth. He's not sure what to do. So and the more the Chikri Lev, it seems like he really learned that way. It's Chayr Shver. And also in the Chazanish, what are we gonna do with the Chazanish? Chazanish is clearly learned as well as Melocha in the King Kesef. What are we going to do? We're going to have to, like what you say, we're going to have to throw out the sif. We don't want to throw out the sif. So if we go back to, let it go back for a minute. If we would say Ascholos Melocha is going to out Chazoka, Kinyan Chazoka. So that would work for us. Because even though there's no Ascholos, even though the Bar Abayis, you're not mechuyev to pay him. And the second he goes out, when he starts leaving, Hochum, obviously, there's no chiyuv for the Baal Bayis to pay him yet. But since he's already starting, he's being maschil already, to his alicha is for the Baal Bayis. So, after that could already be considered a chazoko. In other words, Baal Bayis already be machzik in him through his alicha to start walking for the malach of the Baal Bayis. That's already sort of an achilas peiris for the Baal Bayis. Now, even though the Baal Bayis is not mechuyuv to pay for that peiris yet, because the ksitzo is that you only get paid, you know, for if you actually work. But once you start working for me, so I'm already being oichel geperis. In other words, that alicha is the Baal Bayis, it goes to the Baal Bayis, it's the Baal Bayis' alicha. So then we could have a chazoka, we'd have kinyan chazoka would work out. But the problem is, well, king chazoka is vital problem, because chazoka only works for a poyo. Chazoka would not work for a kabon. So we're back to the same problem. Kesef works for poyer, and chazaka works for poyer, but a kabon neither are working. So what are we going to do here? How is the alicha going to be the ascholos melacha?
Practically speaking, where's the
kabon
working?
What?
Where's the kabon working? A lot of them work from his own house. It's just practically, where's the alicha?
Yeah, okay, you're right. If there's no alicha, you're right. If there's no alicha, but it's true, there might not be alicha. I'm not saying, it's just mashma from the Rishonim, from the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah, that if there would be some sort of alicha by a kablon, if he would go to do the work, whatever it is, let's say he does his work by the boss, let's say he does his work in the house of the Baal Bayis, right? Let's say that he would go work there.
He works in his own workshop. Him going to his own shop is called
No. We're going to get to that. I'm going to get to those cases 100% now. Working in his own workshop is not as chalas melacha. But let's say a regular contractor, right? A contractor is a kablon. He's going to the if in the case where the, you know, he's doing a job at someone's house, right? He's a contract, regular contract. So his alicha is his alicha ascholos melacha or not? He starts going, is that ascholos melacha? Okay, so we're stuck here to say something that the truth is, there's one king that the Rajba mentioned that we never got to yet, and that's really the king of Meshicha. The truth is the Mabit says in Chelk Beis, in Kufam Beis, he over there learns that he says clearly that the king of Ascholos Melacha could work midin Meshicha also. That, in other words, and this would fit very nice for a kabon. Maybe for a poil, they won't be good because a poil is not a piece of a tautlon. A poil is then with Karkan, the Takshminik of the Kesef, or unless the Mavak, the king of Kesef, which we just with, we would discuss that before. Maybe over here you won't have the Tekonis Chazal, whatever, or it's time to the Nesivis holds anyways, be Nick Bekesim, no matter what. But at least for a kabbal nuchayr, we could say that hascholos melocha could work midin meshicha. Now, how would that work? It would be the same way. In other words, what's meshicha? Meshicha, when you meshicha chayf, it's after you meshicha to you. But let's say by an animal. Yeah, if you do something for it to come, right? That's a meshicha. So when the poil is maschal melocha, the poil is going out for the balabos. He's going out now to do the melocha the balabos. Why is he going out? He's going out because it was cool. Time for work. Come do the work now. So he's coming to do the melach of the Baal Bayis. So it could work within Meshicha. And as we've moved on, it's a mavash like that from the Mabit. And believe it or not, the Shevet HaLevi brings this Mabit la'alocha in Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Yod. The Shevet HaLevi, he discusses there, he's matmiya on the ones that say that Tzchiras Poim goes to Askin and Kesef. He says Avada King Kesef doesn't work, and because of, I guess for the reasons of Derech Shai and the Avnei Achoshen. By the way, the Avnei Achoshen argues by Poyel also, not just by Kabbalah. You have to look it up. But the Shevet HaLevi says obviously the Aloch is like the Mabit that Schiris Poyel works with the Meshich. And I found like that also in the one of the more Vayantik Sefer Kisei Mishpot. Also assumes that Schiras Poyim works with the Meshicha. The Chelk has Binyamin, that's Binyamin Kohen, Binyamin Kohen, we had put out many, many Svarim, Chelk's Binyamin, he goes through all these kashis, back and forth, trying to figure out what's going on. And he has no choice. His last resort is to say that Behechruch, you have to say that Schiras Poyim is its own king. It's not kesef, it's not meshicha, it's not chazoka, it's not chalip, and it's nothing. It's its own thing. It has to be its own thing. It's just called hascholos melachim. So then what comes out when the Rashba said that it's ke chazoka b'karka meshicha b'metaltrim, why he picked those mishalim, I have no idea. Really, his shtickle fits very nicely with Ramban. Ramban just says, kishayim. Same way there's other kinyanim over there. There's a king in here. But it has to be that it's its own thing. It's called Ascholos Melacha. That's it. Ascholos Melacha. That's what he says. Okay, Al Kaponim, if we go to that Ascholos Melacha is either this new thing like the Chelk's Binyamin, or Al Kaponim, let's say by a poil it would be Chazoko, and by a Kamel would be Meshicha. So it would work out the Halicha. Halicha works out. The Chazanish Chayr is Sorechim. I don't know how the Chazanish is going to learn Halicha. According to the Chazanish, we have to throw out the Sif. But the Vayil, we have three Kinyanim we're working with. We're working with some of the Poiskim, which is the Shevet HaLevi goes with the Mabit, and it's all the Sefer Kis and Mishpot. They go with Meshicha and Chazaka. Shums at the Nachal gets like fine, okay. Or you just go with the Chalkas Megam, which is sort of on his own. I don't know. I haven't seen anyone that says like him. He's sort of on his own. Or he wants to say it's its own melacha, ascholos melacha. Okay, so now we're going to the next step. Next, so we did so far ascholos melacha. What ascholos melacha is? We went through halichas poyelim, how halicha could be considered ascholos melacha. Now we have to move to the next step. The next step is the shliach. The Rashba said, which the Ramah brings in Sif Beis, in that din of ascholos melacha, in the din of halchu. The Rashba says the dafka halchu him ba'atzmom. So the Rashba said halicha hashliach doesn't work, and as I pass into Ramon,
halicha hashliach, did they outsource the job to a third party, or did they just send another guy to check the quality of the field if it's ready for work?
So you want to know, what does it mean, the shliach? What's he a shliach for? Right. So chayro sounds like from the mechaber that even a shliach to work. That's what it sounds like.
They outsource the job, so that's their halicha.
Right.
I send my worker. I have to show up at every scene.
Right.
I'm a contractor. I send out workers. So my workers showed up by your thing. That's not called a chos malacha?
Yeah, so the Shoshanis Yaakov asked you a question. Yes, I don't understand. How could the Ramah Paskin that Alichas HaShliach is not It's not a scholar's melacha. Imam Shah has this cash. He says,
I don't understand. We learned that it was just to check the quality of the field.
Right. That's right.
And we had a riot to this. The lashon of the shach.
From where?
Lashon of the shach from the Magid Mishnah. Because the Magid Mishnah says at the end of Sukkot Yud Aleph, that right? It sounds like they, where's the tarumas here? Meaning if I send the shlich and he's the outsourced worker, then he should have, there should be a need of tarumas on him. If they outsource the job, they're off the scene, right? It should be his taina of the shlich who's outsourced too. But that's not the need here. The need is their tarumas on the balabais, before that they sent the shlich just to be sire lahara to check the field.
Okay, I'm saying, and if it would be they outsourced it, so it could be that the poigam themselves would have to pay them, maybe, and then their tiny would only be on the balabais. That's why you could say, so I don't know if it's such a raya, but it happens to be, I think, from the Lashonis, he does, the Shoshana Yaakov does bring the Magid Mishnah from the Rajba, and he does say it's Meduik from there, and that it's Tata only was sent as a sheikh to check out the Soda. So he definitely brings a raya. I'm not sure from which words, but he's definitely bringing a raya from the Magid Mishnah to say, and then the Rajman saw himself, which is very mashma, that the shliach was only sent to check out, but he was not a sheikh of actual melacha. And he buys, and he's a matmi, and he buys sorchin on Rambo. So now, okay, but what could we do? It's a kasha on the Rambo, but the Rambo paskins that way. So what's the answer? So the answer would be, if you learn that the chascholos melach is going to bidin kesef, so it's talking very strike kasha. I wouldn't mean I can't outsource the job. I'm sending him to do work. So he went. He's going. You know, you owe him the money. He's going out there. He's going, and then whatever. I'll pay him, and then you'll pay me. It's a regular chascholos melach. What's the problem? However, if you learn it's bidin chazoko, or if it's bidin Meshicha, which will come in out, that the king's chiris poyim is chazok or Meshicha by a poyim or tablon. So then what's happening? How you be kind of? You have to be machzik. If you want to be kind of something, if I want to be kind of something, I have to make a Meshicha on that thing itself. I have to be Meshicha that thing. I can be Meshicha something else. I can't have a Shriach be Meshicha something, right? I mean, I could have a Shriach Meshicha something for me, but if I want to be kind of that thing. But if I want to kind of this specific thing, I have to moshach that thing. So here I want to be kind of the poil. I have to be kind of this poil. If I send the shliach and I'm moshach the shliach, what does that help? Or if I'm making king chazaka by a poil. By a poil, I need to be machzik. I need that poil to, I need to eat the pears of that poil. So I send that poil out and he starts working. So that's considered my achilas pears of that poil. But if he's a shliach, so how am I eating? I'm eating someone else's pears. So for king and chazoki, king and meshicha, it's well understood why a shliach wouldn't help. Because a shliach taka could go ahead for me and produce kesef, could work, and then cause the baal bayis to owe him money. And then obviously, then you could have kesef, and then you could have chazoki's poem with the shibud to make the king kesef back as mishab himself to the baal bayis. Then we understand the kasha. So then the shanas yakash kasha is very good. You understand if you learn like the chazanish. However, if you learn...
So yeah, what? there's technically a kesa, but he had no das for this. He need das.
No, this is an unspoken. This is an unspoken thing. This is what takes place by
unspoken, but it's unspoken with the guy he made a deal with, not with the shliach. I don't know the shliach. I never heard of it. I never met this person. How could he?
Oh, I don't have. I don't have to know the shliach. And I hired the poem. The poem. I allowed a sub. You know, they allowed to hire their sub.
I'm an air conditioner fixer man. And I sent my worker. So all of a sudden, this whole sieve is out the window because I sent my worker and said I have to show up myself so you can do Meshicha on me or Chazaka.
No, that better know is that when you hire a company, they have one of 10 people they send. But back in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, he's talking about a specific guy you hired to mow your lawn. You don't know he's going to send somebody.
No one ever
So all the Ramah means is they send a guy that you never heard of. You never showed it to him. That's all he means.
Oh, the Ramah is coming from the Rajbo. And he's saying that. That I don't think that's the reason because he doesn't know who he is. Why not? He's working for me. I have to go only by myself. Oh, I you have to know. I'm the poila. You have to know exactly who's working for me.
Are you allowed to send somebody that he doesn't know and interview them with you? Maybe you are. Maybe you're allowed to say, I need my mom,
whatever.
Mom, yeah. So, the question is, if you send somebody else, it's okay. Maybe they
do you want to say so?
You hire the lowest person that knows more. You don't know he's going to send somebody. If you hire a fancy company, you know. If you hire a building or something, you know that sending somebody, that's your task. It's a long story. He hires a specific guy to do something for you. All of a sudden, some random guy shows up.
Plus accident. According to you, that you're also throwing out the sieve. You're throwing out the Rambois, and the Rambois not in the game, his mother said.
He's a guy from my Lomar guy, my one Schwarzer that he's not a fancy copy of Town Workers. He's one guy, and he mows the lawn, and I pay him.
If you sent some Johnny to do it instead of him, you would have a problem with it?
If people know that Johnny's part of his company, then everybody knows. If everyone knows him as who he is, and some random guy shows up, then yeah.
Okay, so now here, maybe you have a different problem. Maybe that would be a whole problem with the whole psika itself. But that wouldn't be a din of aschos v'locho. Rambam is saying this is a din of aschos v'locho. He's saying alichas poyelim is only alicho of the poyel themselves. According to your problem that you're having, it's not a problem in hilchas aschos v'locho. It doesn't belong in hilchas aschos v'locho. The thing that you're saying is, Tom, you know, if I hire somebody, I'm hiring this specific person, and you send someone else down, which I was never master, never agreed to. So I don't know. This the whole thing is bottle. No,
what's the halacha? What's it happened to me? By my chasana, the photographer didn't call me. He sent a different photographer what instead. So what's the halacha? I'm allowed to back out? I'm allowed to say I don't want him?
I hear. If there was no tzitza between the... Well, he hired him instead of him. That's the only thing. He hired him to take his place as a shliach. As if you was talking the same, you know, same photographer. Yeah, you have no din in the varm with that second guy.
Is that discussed? No... So it's probably not.
It's discussed. No, all these things are discussed, but they're not here. But this is saying, in other words, you know, you have a shiloh if the guy that you hired is considered like he did his job or not. When he put that person in place, is that considered that he did his job for you or not? Okay, so that's, you know, we can discuss that, but it wouldn't come, it's not over here. You know what I'm saying? There wouldn't be the shy, it wouldn't be over here in the middle of Vuchas Aschal's Vloch. So basically, we have to understand what's trying to the Ramo. So again, if the Pshat is that's going to Lots Meshicho and Chazoka, we understand Ramo. But if it's going to Lots King and Kess, if we don't understand Ramo. So it will come out that according to the Chazanish, we have to throw out the Ramo. And according to if it's going to out from the Shicha and Chazaka, we don't throw out the Ramah. And even the Shoshanis Yaakov just asks it as a kasha. He does not really, he's not really going to Ramah different. However, this is unbelievable. I found the Chelkis Ben Yomin, Amamish Yochel. I see he takes his own approach in both places. And he says that the Ramah does not mean what we think it means, what the way we understood it to mean. What the Ramah means to say is exactly like what you said before, exactly like it's Masha from the Rajbu, that if they sent the Sheikh to check out the Sada, then there's no Ascholos Malach. Okay? So that's what he says on his own. Okay, so if you go like that, so all right. Which rather makes a lot of sense according to him, because he also, according to his own Alech, that he holds that aschol smalach is a king of natsu, whatever it is. It's just once you're maschul ben malacha, the baal bais is already nishtabed to pay the schar and the poil is meshubet to the baal bais. Once aschol smalacha, so it doesn't have to be kesef, it doesn't have to be anything. Just as soon as someone goes, as soon as the poil goes and starts doing something for the baal bais, boom, the king in schar, and that's it. And once the king in schar, nobody can back out. So Ibazoi, what's the difference? According to him, he says, what's the difference with shliach with anybody, whatever. So that's how he comes out. Well, so now let's go back to our Shiloh now. Okay, so now our Shiloh, what we started off with was we had the Melamed that was hired by two parents. He's hired by Reuven and hired by Shimon. He's hired by Reuven to learn with his son first Seder, it was a day by day of schiris. In other words, anyone had the right to back out from day to day as long as they told them the night before. There was no real opmach that anyone had to be there throughout the week. That was the opmach with Reuven. However, they had to be Mudid and Lamed if the kid's going to be there. Even if not, if he comes, they have to pay. That was the opmach. And the other one with Shimon was, no, went by week. Week by week, that tutor was not able to back out within that week. That week was, once he worked for this week, that's it. You're stuck with me this week. And the parents also can't back out. Work week by week. Okay, fine. So well, let's make it better. Zman by Zman makes more sense. Week by week. But it's man. Winter's man. Summer's man. Went by Zman by Zman. So then it would come out like this. So it would come out that what happened there? Who's the one that's hired? The Melamed is hired. The Melamed, we said, didn't go down that day. Who went down? The Shliach went down. The Melamed himself hired a lady. He himself made his own Schiras Poilim. And he hired, because he's the old Poilim, and he hired Levi to go down instead of him whenever he's not able to make it. So now, it'll come out on Reuven, in Reuven, Reuven that goes day by day. So when Levi went down, that halicha and that sitting in the yeshiva, he didn't learn. He didn't do any malacha. All there was halichas poilim. All he did was he went to the yeshiva, he sat in the yeshiva. So you have here halicha. So it's halicha shliach. So halicha shliach.
That's how you learn halicha shliach. Halicha shliach is just a check. If the bar is there, is that a chenami? Halicha shliach and a chenami. Like us, then that's a real outsourcing of the job. The guy showed up to work, you have to pay him.
Right. So if you learn, So if you learn that halicha spoilim, so.
Doesn't
say anything about me having to go there or if I
didn't go there. So you already have to pay me. You just didn't let me know. You didn't know anyone.
Right. So now since right, so he forgot to tell him that he's coming, right? So therefore, right, nobody was midi anybody. So therefore, since no one was midi anybody, so therefore the main tutor is obviously chayiv to pay Levi that went down, but they made up they're getting paid half per session, right? So he's definitely, Levi's definitely getting paid half per session. Question is could the, now the Muhammad, could he, you know, claim his losses over here now? So
why not?
Like this. According to, by the case of
he Rupert, made up that if you don't cancel on me the night before, then you have to pay me. You didn't cancel. But
right, very, very good. Oh, it's very good. So 1 second. But that what when we make something up, you need to have a kinyan, right? So usually you have king Aschiras Poilim. So if we had made a star, or we made some achalipin to that opmach, it would have been wonderful, but we didn't. We did regular schiras poilim, aschalas bracha, which obviously always is mechayiv, though, each party to keep their side of the deal. However, by this case, by Reuven, it was a day-by-day tutoring job, right? So now, the aschalas bracha that took place on that day was Levi going down instead of Reuven, I'm sorry, instead of the Melamed. And that aschalas bracha was aschalas bracha of a shliach, which if you hold that aschalas melacha halicha is going soon midin mishicha or chazaka, so then over here that would not be koinen and that would not be mechayev the Reuven, the parent Reuven, to pay for this session. However, if you weren't like,
I'm sorry, Rabbi Gruber, I want to take issue with what you're saying. We made up that if you don't tell me, then you have to pay me anyhow. I don't care about aschalas melacha. No, this was the deal. But this is deal. Don't Kenyan me. You have to pay me. You but, didn't show up.
But let me ask you something. If I make up with you, then I'm going to give you $100 if I don't come tomorrow. Am I obligated to give you $100?
No, my question is different. My question is that the fact that I pay you day by day doesn't mean that I hire you day by day. I already hired you for the next 3 months. The first day that you came to work, that's the Kenyan from the whole 3 months.
You're right. Oh, very good. So that's why
I need to tell you the night before.
Very good. Exactly. That's why Shimon, that was working man by man, week by week.
That was the second.
That's the second. Very good.
First case, that's not the way it works. I'm not really rehiring you every day.
However,
that's what they made up. The guy knew that his son maybe won't like the tutor. He made up. I can back out of you at any time.
Yeah, no. That's...
Okay, so listen, we can argue over the Matthiasen. But whatever, as long as we're on the same, you know, halacha, it's all the same. If you're going to agree to me that if it went day by day, if it was a scheme, anyone had a right to back out from one day to the next, the parents and the melamed, anyone, day by day, they had a right to back out. That's how it went, right? So if that's the story, then you would agree to me that the fact that Levi went down and was maskil with halicha, he did halicha's poirim, he was a shliach, that wouldn't be considered a kinyan for him. And therefore, he would be. Therefore, Reuven would be parted from paying. The melamed, the main tutor over here. However, Shimon is obviously obligated because the first haskalas melacha already made the kinyan for the week or for this man. That's what would come out. Now, obviously, of course, if you want to get the chazanishin here, if let's say you got paid for driving, if you got paid for travel, then of course that would be good. Also, you'd have momentous also. That would be good. Okay, that's the end of this shayru. That would be the end of this. Now, if you want, we could go through other cases of. If I don't know if anyone has time or not. Okay, I guess we'll end the chabur here. Bye. Okay. Where are we holding stone Sif Gimel? We're in Sif Gimel now. Okay, good. Okay, fine.
Go ahead.
Okay, Yashkayach.
Kayach.
Chalto Afaba.
Chalto.
Oh!
Right, and they keep explaining this before a second.
Well.